Good morning and happy Reformation Day. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 through 8. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The first reading for the Festival of the Reformation is from the Revelation to St. John, chapter 14. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. So Jesus said to the Jews that had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. At the funeral of Martin Luther, Pastor Bugenhagen preached that Luther was the angel in Revelation today who came bringing the eternal gospel. Fear God. That's the preaching of the law and repentance. Give him glory. That is the preaching of the gospel, Christ's righteousness. We consider it strange to point to anything in Revelation and say, "Oh, that's happening right now, you can see it." But remember that this angel comes announcing that the hour of God's judgment has come. In the days of the Reformation, the plague was still moving from town to town. Muslim hordes were threatening the eastern borders of the Holy Roman Empire. And soon, the ominous clouds of Rome's counter-reformation would roll into Germany, Spanish troops at the emperor's command coming to crush the pitiful German alliance and snuff out Luther's gospel forever. And so Luther and many of his contemporaries were convinced that the end of the world must be near. That makes Pastor Bugenhagen's attention to Revelation a bit more understandable, perhaps. Well, given all that is happening in our world, though, this would seem like the perfect time to revive a little fear of God among us and to recognize his judgment on us also. But to our shame, we are more likely to imagine that what is needed is a few more votes, just a little more effort, just a little more money. We should be able to solve all these problems. In the face of much greater trials than any of us will face in our entire life, the men and the women of Luther's time held fast to the eternal gospel that was preached to them. They knew more than we do, because they wished to know how they could stand before the Lord's glory in the hour of judgment. More than they feared elections or pandemics or war, they feared God and wanted to give him glory. The Reformation unleashed the comfort of the gospel that we can stand by Christ's righteousness and by his free forgiveness. Now, Luther has been heralded by Lutherans for centuries as the great instrument of God, a prophet in Germany, a new Elijah, even a Hercules come to destroy their enemies. Also, this angel from Revelation bearing the eternal gospel. Now, that way of talking about Luther is extremely unfashionable now, to be sure. But it is noteworthy for us that this kind of hagiography of Luther is not a worshiping of saints or a treating them as the Roman Catholics might, but as we Lutherans would honor saints, and as we will tomorrow. So we sing, "For all thy saints, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed." The movement called the Reformation was not, first and foremost, a movement of people or of politics, no matter how heroic or prolific the people, no matter how clever the politics that surely did accompany the Reformation. The actor in this play was not really Luther. And that's why he's called the angel or the instrument or the prophet or the messenger only by our forefathers. Luther did not raise himself up to do something. He did not run without first being called and sent as a preacher, as a priest, as a doctor of the church to preach and teach and correct throughout the entire world, as John Gerhardt lays out so clearly for us. God raised Luther up. And that assertion is not too high-flying. God chose in that time to reform his church. And we praise and thank God because of the man and the teaching through which he did it. God is the one who made Luther such a skilled writer, who gifted him with knowledge of the biblical languages, who crafted him as a marvelous poet and a fine musician, and who gave him such a tenacity that many imitate, but none match. But as for Luther, to his credit, he never dared to say that his efforts were the things that brought down the papacy, or that his writings should stand eternal. No, the Word alone did this work, he said again and again. And so it is that today, in the church that bears his name, against his will, by the way, we read not the lessons or the biographies of Luther, but we read the words of Christ and his apostles and prophets. We hear Jesus today say, "If you abide in my word, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth that sets you free." We hear the Lord's messengers, whether it be Luther or any other man or angel, and we hear them point us away from themselves and toward the eternal gospel, which says, "Fear God and give Him glory." Reformation comes from God's hands, and that's no matter what hands it might pass through on the way. It comes from God's mouth, from God's word, which calls out to reveal that everyone who sins, which is everyone, is then a slave to sin. And then it calls out to announce God's glory, Christ's intention to make us his very brother, as we just sang, and to set us free from all slavery. Abiding in this truth makes you a Lutheran. That is, it sets you free from sin, and therefore free from the destruction of God's judgment, from his wrath, all through the gospel of Christ Jesus. If you believe that, you believe the Lutheran teaching. The angel of Revelation 14 proclaims an eternal gospel, a never-ending one. This isn't a word, then, that belongs only to Luther and his times, but it is the very word that endures forever. It's also an eternal gospel because it is always to be proclaimed anew,
and is always needed to come to us anew. When our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, "Repent," he willed that the entire life of a Christian be one of repentance, a life where sinners are reformed daily, where the changes and the chances of this life would lead us to see that our hearts must look somewhere else than ourselves and our world to find a solid ground on which to stand. That ground is Jesus Christ, the Son who sets us free. So do not fear and do not glorify men and the powers of this world. Rather, fear God and give Him glory. For the hour of His judgment has come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.